This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello, Fully Charged Recharged.
Hello.
What's the story? We have a very special guest in studio with us this morning, Shauna O'Reilly, who works on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Hello.
How are you, Shauna?
Great. Thank you for having me.
Our biggest competitor.
Come here. You're so excited. I've been seeing your Instagram stories all week, and not even just this week, for a while now. You talk us through your process of Taylor Swift tickets this year.
Okay.
You were looking for them as soon as they went on sale, I assume, as well.
Yes.
Also, did you try?
Yeah, didn't get a code.
Could Ian Dempsey not help you out? No.
No. And this is the thing. I think that there's a perception that there's just a tree of tickets here that we're all just like, sure, take it. Give us three for Taylor there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like that.
No.
And any tickets that I really want to get, like for gigs that I really want to go to, I'll always buy them.
Because
just to make sure you're locked in and loaded.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I've been stung.
Festivals. It's a week before, you're like, I want to know I'm going and make plans.
Correct, yes. I don't want to chance it. So with Taylor, I knew I wanted to go. So there's a couple of us trying, but unfortunately, no code. So I kind of said to myself, with every gig, I always feel if you really want to go, you'll get it somewhere along the line.
Mm.
As in, somewhere down the line, someone will not be able to go. And you know the way these things always go.
Yeah, and they'll know that you are looking for them or whatever, and they might think of you.
I did underestimate the level of hysteria around this gig, though, and the fact that whoever has tickets are hanging on to them for dear life.
Probably in the safe at home.
Yeah, and going, we're not missing this for the world.
I just love the, sorry, not to distract too much, but it is just, I can't help but think it every time I hear about this hysteria that the last time she was here, they were giving them away through GAA clubs.
I know.
Phil Crow Park. It was just, her career has jumped back in the most extreme way possible. It's incredible.
She was just in her flop era at that stage. She's bounced back.
She's risen from the ashes.
You know, sometimes like these people flop and that's it. Her bounce back was like, wow, monumental. Anyway, sorry.
It's like when you're on the trampoline and then everybody jumps and then you do the middle jump. You get the bounce back.
Sorry, back to you, Shauna.
So then I started about 2 or 3 months ago. Now, you see, I didn't realise about the whole transfer resale thing, that they weren't going to open it until the very last minute. So I was trying to get tickets from about 3 or 4 months ago, looking on social media to see, was there anything, you know, the way normally things would come up and
it's a family holiday or something, get married or whatever. Yeah.
But there was no sign of anything, and then it seemed that whatever was there, it was actually people, you know, pretending to be selling tickets and scams. So I would message a couple of people, and I feel like at this stage now, I feel like a hardened, detective. I'm like, I don't buy your story. You're a scammer. So
you misspelled the word Taylor.
Yeah. So I've nearly been scammed properly 3 times. Fuck. And I am, you know, going into each conversation with cynicism. So I'm not an easy target, but these scams have been very high level.
Jesus.
Very high level.
What kind of money are they talking, actually, out of interest?
I think that what actually was the thing that was a red flag for me was initially the girl was looking for face value. So I was going, oh my God, what a sound girl.
Yeah.
She's not looking to make a quick buck on anyone. But I think that was their draw, is that, you know, we'll get you in at face value, but you're not getting any tickets.
Yeah, it looks great at the start. Yeah.
So I was offered one that was, you know, 650, and that was a genuine, but I said, I can't. I have a child at home to feed, you know, guys. I just couldn't.
Ah, but sorry, I would actually be like, fuck you.
600,
that. That's not
euro.
Fair.
No.
And that's just exploiting
what
people.
What were they going for at face value, actually?
They were all different prices.
They were.
Yeah.
My brother's girlfriend, I messaged you about it, was selling a ticket that she paid €380 for. One seat, not even close, but it was this VIP package. I think it was the only thing available. It had all these limited edition posters and shit.
Yeah. I simply couldn't justify that.
She sold it.
She had a whole month to get through. Like,
Yeah.
You see, there are people who will pay, and there are people, to be honest with you, if I was still, you know, childless, I would have made it happen.
Yeah.
But I would have gone, it's grand, I'll sort it out next month,
fair
it's
enough.
Fine.
Like,
But we'll make ends meet elsewhere or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's fucking ridiculous.
But I just couldn't. And I also, because now I have a partner and a child, and I couldn't just, you know, just hide that. I'd have to say, I'm after spending 370 on the Taylor Swift ticket. And he'd be like, get out of the house.
So,
what was your budget? What was your cutoff?
I said 250 was my absolute cutoff.
That's fair enough.
And that's still a lot of money.
I mean, it's a lot.
It's mad that you kind of lose reality.
Yes.
That's ridiculous. That's price a huge amount of money. Yeah. For
it's double.
3 hours of your life.
Yeah. Like producer Callum is going, you've got a good gold circle-y type tickets. How much were yours?
200 each.
Yeah. You see, that's not bad now. Yeah. But like, it's still a lot of money.
It's still a lot
of money.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, Shauna.
So then will I tell you then how I eventually ended up getting a ticket?
Yes, we need good news at the end of this.
This is really a good news story. And, well, I hope it is. I hope it doesn't turn on me. And
Until you get through and it scans and it's gone.
Okay, this is my worry. But I think this story shows the good nature of the Swifties and how there's a real camaraderie amongst fans. And this is what happened. So I had obviously been posting on all the forums on Facebook and it was on Reddit and looking to try and get tickets. And I woke up the other morning to a message on my Facebook from a girl in the States. Her name was Brie. And she said, hey, Shauna, I hope you don't think I'm a weirdo. I have seen your name pop up on a lot of the forums over the last couple of months. I've seen that you're happy enough to go on your own if you have to. I just want to let you know, I have one ticket. What happened was I was working between Dublin, London and the States and I bought a ticket for Dublin. I lost my job and I've had to move back to the States.
Oh, wow.
She said, it's not all bad. I got a new job. I'm laughing. It's all good. However, I have no use for this ticket. And I want to give it to a fan who's not going to resell it for three times the price.
Yeah.
I want to give it to someone who wants to go and I want to give it to you.
Oh, I have goosebumps.
But I initially was like, okay, where's the asterisk beside this
cynic.
Now? Yeah.
No, sorry, like I literally have goosebumps on my
Same.
Arms.
Same.
So she, I woke up and whatever time we wake up early, I woke up and I was like, what the hell? And I was driving into work and I was like, this can't be real. And I got back to her, the time difference, it took a while and she came back and she was like, I'm serious. You can ring me, you can look me up. This is the story. It all tracks. I just want to give it to someone. I spent this money 1 year ago. It means nothing to me now.
Girl, Matt.
You know, it's free now at this stage. Yeah. You know when
But wait, is she giving it to you for free?
Yes.
You're joking, Sean.
So then I got back and I was like, Brie, listen, I will pay you. You don't have to. And she was like, I honestly just want to pay it forward. So again,
I feel like crying.
Yeah, but all of this in my head, I was going, this is lovely. And then the other side of my brain was going, but is this a scam? How am I going to be scammed here? What's going to happen?
But also she's not looking for anything.
No, so she was looking for was my email address so that she could transfer the ticket. So I gave her my email address and I thought, what's going to happen now?
Yeah, butterflies and nerves, kind of a mixture, nerves, butterflies.
But then the ticket arrived. I got an email from Ticketmaster. Somebody, you know, Brie has transferred this ticket to you. It's in my Ticketmaster app. So I'm saying to myself, this can't be fake. It's real.
No, not a chance.
It's real.
It's in your Ticketmaster app.
So then I sent her a voice note and I was nearly crying and I was like, I just can't believe it. And she sent me back a voice note and said, that's exactly what I wanted to hear. I'm just delighted that it's going to a good home and I'll be back in Dublin in a couple of months and you can bring me out for a few pints.
Oh!
Isn't that just sound?
Please, Shauna, get that on the show on Monday.
I know.
And on your own show.
And well, I know, Eve will be fuming that I gave you the exclusive.
He will. Oh my God, but that's amazing.
That is the best. That's one of the nicest stories I've heard in so long.
And the other thing was that she... I've completely lost my train of thought now. What did I want to say?
She said, bring it for a few
points. Oh yeah, the only thing she wanted from me was that on Saturday, when Taylor does her two surprise songs, that I let her know straight away what the two surprise songs are.
Jesus, that's not a lot to ask, is it?
Isn't that sound now?
And do you think you'll meet her?
Unreal.
Oh, absolutely. Imagine I absolutely ghosted her then. Sorry, Brie.
What kind of an age lady is she, would you say?
I'd say she's my age. She has a young son as well, so I'd say she's in around my age.
Oh my God, guys, this could be your new favorite. Yeah.
Pen pal.
Yeah. And hang on, did she get to see Taylor somewhere?
She's never been to the Eras tour. No. Now, she hopes that the universe will do her the solid that when Taylor comes back to the US and does her...
She's doing more in the US, is she?
She'll get a ticket for that.
Oh my God, can we set up a GoFundMe to get this girl?
I know.
No, I was going to say, launch on the Ian Dempsey show and
get Brie to Taylor.
That is the
And get
thing.
Someone, there's got to be someone that lives, you know, there's so many Americans listening there.
Wow.
And the maddest thing of all is that when I was on air talking to Ian about it, I said, he was going, you'll get a ticket. And this is on air, I said, I have a feeling the Taylor gods are going to shine on me. Guys, The Taylor gods shone on me.
They shone.
Shauna, I'm so happy.
I'm
for
a believer.
You.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
Thank you. Happy weekend. Up Brie. Up Taylor.
Up Brie. Brie for life.
Yeah.
Up Pay It Forward.
Yeah. Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up.
Rise and shine.
Hello and good morning. How are you? Coming up on 3 minutes after seven. It's Friday.
Woohoo!
Done it again.
Oh my God. It does kind of roll around quick enough.
It's kind of scary that it's coming into July already. What
I
the hell?
Know. Oh my God. This is the last. Yeah, that's such a stupid statement. I was going to say,
this is the last Friday of the first half of the year.
Well, yeah. It is, I know,
we're
but who cares?
I do. Yeah. I was thinking with that this morning. We're officially halfway through 2024.
Yeah, Monday marks like
halfway.
The second half.
Which is really frightening. Ugh. Christmas feels like yesterday. It's so weird.
Oh, stop, I know.
Time goes by. So quickly.
So very fast when you're having so much fun.
Our Dave is due to be with us tomorrow in Marley Park. He's going to be on site at 11 a.m. with me,
yes,
and others.
For Longitude.
Yeah, we are doing a show live from the site tomorrow before gates even open. And I'm a bit concerned, to say the very least.
Yes, I would be if I were you.
I'm already number one, like, okay, he needs to be briefed on so much about this Longitude show that's going to have to happen in the early in the morning.
Yeah.
He's due to fly home at 9 o'clock this morning from Lanzarote, I believe.
Yes.
And I woke up this morning and saw his Instagram story, which was a shout out to his predominantly Irish followers, I would imagine, on Instagram, asking for a taxi number in Lanzarote.
Yeah.
To get them to the airport for 9 a.m. So I honestly don't know.
And bearing in mind, he posted this like after I went to sleep as well, because I saw it this morning too. Yeah. And I went to bed like at like 11 o'clock last night.
Yeah.
So this was in the wee hours.
So why can he not find a taxi number?
Sorry, I was in the Canaries years ago when I was a kid, and you couldn't move for a taxi. There were taxis everywhere. And I remember they were so cheap.
The fact that he's reaching out to Ireland to ask for a local taxi number in, yeah, Lanzarote on Instagram doesn't fill me with much hope that we'll see Dave at Marley Park.
None at all.
At 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I hope there are two flights home today.
I do as well.
Because he might be on the second.
I hope someone in Dublin texts back saying, here's a lad I know called Julio. Get on to him. Yeah. And at some point today, he can give them a lift out to the airport. But you know what?
We'll have
to just see what happens when it comes to David Hammond.
Yes.
We're kicking off with Shaboozy and a bar song. This is Spin.
Hit music now. It spins fully charged, recharged.
Playing on the Spin house party stage this weekend at Longitude, and of course from the Friday night residency here on Spin as well, it's New Era and Birds in the Sky.
It's only right to kick off the show with a very big happy birthday.
Unlike some other breakfast radio shows, this wouldn't really usually be how we start our breakfast show at 10 to 10 past 7.
No, but we have a very, very big birthday to celebrate in Dublin this weekend.
Oh.
And it is the 20th birthday of the Lewis.
Little Lewis.
The Lewis.
The little Lewis.
I remember when they were building the Lewis.
I do. Obviously, at the time, 20 years ago, I wasn't living here. But I do remember the commotion and the excitement.
Yeah.
And the 6-1 news and all the rest all over it.
Because I obviously grew up in Kildare. And I remember we used to drive to my granny's in Sandymount. And we used to drive along the Long Mile Road. And there used to be this big row in the middle of like a grass verge in the middle of the Long Mile Road. That had always tons of daffodils in the spring. And then I remember my mum being like, they're all going to be gone now in a few months. And then, surely enough, they dug them all up and built the Lewis.
The Long Mile Road has become notably less colourful since over the last 20 years of the Lewis, yes.
But slightly more accessible, it must be said.
To say the very least.
Yeah. So 20 years since the Lewis opened. I was reading an article there and it gave me 20 facts about the Lewis, a fact for every year.
Wowee.
So we're going to learn a hell of a lot about the Lewis today. I've brought you some of my favourite Lewis facts on the show this morning. One of them being that Minister Eamon Ryan was on the very first Lewis trip.
He's
been around a while, hasn't he?
What an exciting situation for him to be in.
I know.
Would you trust it now? Would you get on the first run? I'd be too nervous.
I think if you saw how slow it is on arrival pulling up, I'd be like, aye, I'll get on that.
Yeah,
no
fair,
bother.
Yeah, yeah.
And ironically, Lewis is the Irish word for speed, which I'm sure you know.
It sometimes has an opportunity to get some momentum, not all the time.
I didn't realise this, but the green line actually opened first. I thought the red line opened first. And the first journey was on the 30th of June, so it'll be 20 years this Sunday, from Sandyford to St. Stephen's Green.
Very good.
Yeah. Then in September of 2004, the red line opened. And when the red line opened, they offered 6 days of free travel.
Wow.
Sure it still is.
I also was. You got there, Henry.
JK,
The first driver of the Lewis was a Lewis driver called Eddie Byrne, and he's still driving Lewis's to
morning,
this
Eddie.
Day. Yeah. On average, there are 140,000 passengers daily on the Lewis.
Every day?
Every day.
My gosh.
That's mad. Last year, there were 48 million passengers across the whole year, which is double the year that they opened in 2004. How many Lewis trams do you think there are in existence?
I don't know. You always just think there's two.
Yeah, thanks
You're
to God.
Just like there's one coming up and one coming down, and then there's one on the red and one on the
Yeah, like, when have you ever
versa.
Seen more than two at once?
Oh, literally,
never.
Two is exciting. Any more than that, I wouldn't be able to cope. And then they just turn and go back down the way. So I don't know. Oh, do you mean on the go at all times?
Yeah, like that in use, yeah.
Oh, I'd say there's three on the way down, three on the way up, so that's six. 12.
81.
There couldn't be 81.
It says there's 81.
But the lines aren't that big. See them
yeah,
all
but
out.
They're coming every 5 minutes. But yeah, I don't know how they all load up. Anyway, look, the Lewis boggles. This is an interesting fact that I'm like not sure that the Lewis would be delighted about on their special birthday being publicised.
Oh, be careful.
There were 2,195 calls about antisocial behaviour on the Lewis last year, in compared to only 1,001 back in 2004.
I know what it was. Everyone last year thought it was the 20th birthday. It's not until this year. They just got too excited.
Yeah. They got too excited.
Carried away.
And plans are underway to bring the Lewis to Cork.
What?
Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
Sorry, what do you mean? I don't like this.
I know, it should be called something else.
No, go away with your Lewis and Cork.
The Lewis is ours.
Yeah.
And there's also plans to connect Lewis up to Fairview Village and Charlestown.
Yeah, dead right.
The year 2028.
Ah, so that means never.
Yeah, exactly.
Happy birthday, Lewis.
Happy birthday, Lewis.
I was on the Lewis last night.
Big Lou.
It is a delightful experience compared to the bus.
It is, in fairness.
Like,
it's a good piece of machinery.
10 out of 10.
Nice and
Here's
smooth.
Billie Eilish and Lunch on Spin.
I could eat that girl for lunch.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Calvin Harris, Rag and Bone Man, and Lovers in a Past Life on Spin with Emma, Dave, and Aisling. He supported Pink last week in town, I believe.
Yes. And he's supporting somebody, Shania Twain. Thank you, producer Callum.
That's tonight.
In
Fairview Park.
Isn't that gas that, like, in Malahide? God, we've got all of the facts.
I shouldn't have mentioned anything about Rag and Bone Man, but here we are. If you're going to Shania tonight, you'll see Rag and Bone Man.
And it's in Malahide.
And it's in
Fairview.
Malahide. Don't go to Fairview.
Well, I just think that's mad that he's allowed to, like, bounce around support. I thought he'd be, like, on with Pink the whole tour.
Yeah, you think Pink would be like, back off, Shania.
Yeah,
he's mine. Okay, disappointment is just a part of life, isn't it? Sometimes you go for the job, you don't get it. Sometimes you go for the apartment, you don't get it, etc. Sometimes you fancy someone, they don't fancy you. Well, it's a huge part of life for even the A-list actors and actresses in the world. Austin Butler, talking to BuzzFeed in the last couple of days, saying that he actually auditioned for but didn't get a part in the Hunger Games movie series.
Oh, no way!
Yeah, very
So like years ago.
Obviously, ages ago, I would honestly say that I probably think he's at the level he is because of the Elvis movie.
I would think, yeah.
Maybe so.
Well, that's when I first kind of knew about him.
This is what he said.
I auditioned for The Hunger Games, and I didn't get it at all. I don't even think I got a call back. What's the character, PETA? Yeah, Josh Hutcherson got that. He's great.
He's great, sure you have to say that.
He still sounds like Elvis.
And he still sounds like he's sickened about it. Decided then to deep dive on other actors who went for roles and just didn't get them. And then even when I was looking through these, it's so weird because you're like, God, imagine how different that movie would be, good or bad, if this person was to have gotten that role instead. Alicia Silverstone, naturally, was Cher in Clueless, the movie from way back when, the first ever Mean Girls type movie. You won't believe who was going for that. And I don't think it would have worked. Angelina Jolie.
Oh, wow. Auditions, a young Angelina Jolie.
To be Cher in Clueless. Yeah, obviously she would have been quite young at that time. That movie's been around forever. It was actually 2015. Not only Angelina Jolie went for that part, but Gwyneth Paltrow and Reese Witherspoon. I think Reese Witherspoon would have pulled that off.
She
pulled off Legally Blonde, that character,
yeah,
quite well.
Yeah, the ditzy kind
of. Scarlett Johansson auditioned for the role of Judy Shepherd in the original Jumanji. It was obviously a child, Kirsten Dunst, who got that role.
Ah, yes.
The Godfather, it was Robert De Niro who auditioned for the role of the original installment, naturally came into the fold later on. Obviously he went off for the first time and got nowhere with it. He is known for playing, help me pronunciation, Vincent Carleone, if you've watched it.
Carleone.
In The Godfather Part 2, but according to an interview with CNN back in 2017, apparently he originally wanted to go for the role of Sonny in the first film and had no joy.
Ah.
Britney. And I think we have mentioned this somewhere on our show before, that Britney went for The Notebook.
No way. Yes, I think we did.
Yeah, Rachel McAdams got the part. She's the most iconic Ally ever. That movie would not be anything without Rachel McAdams.
No offense to Britney, but Rachel McAdams is a great actress.
Oh.
No, she is. I'm not saying Britney's bad, but Rachel McAdams is excellent.
An excellent actress, and even just the way she played that role, like her eyes, I don't know, she just came across as this like perfectly innocent girl, so in love. The Notebook's so good.
Yeah, it's classic.
I still remember the first time I watched it, I was about 11 on a family holiday, and it was in the place we were staying on DVD. Oh, how I cried.
We all watched it on DVD.
So much. Again, this just simply would not have worked. Can you imagine? Rose, all right. Matthew McConaughey thought his audition went really, really well for Titanic, but no joy.
No way.
I don't think it would have worked with Matthew McConaughey on the boat. I wouldn't have been able to take him seriously.
Yeah.
He would have had to lose the accent. I don't know what it is. It just wouldn't have worked, in my opinion.
He's got the charm, but yeah, I think Leo had too cute a face back then to not get the part, Leo.
Well, true that, yeah. And finally, Lizzo. Lizzo had huge hopes that she wanted to play Ursula in the Disney live action remake of The Little Mermaid.
Oh yeah.
She was so sure of herself on this and like almost auditioning for it online.
Won't cost much, just your voice. You poor unfortunate soul. So sad, but true.
She took this so seriously kind of launched a viral campaign of her fans online to be like, get Lizzo the part of Ursula. In that video I've cut the audio from, she's got purple paint all over her body. She's dressed as Ursula, but again, had no joy. It was Melissa McCarthy who got that role in the end.
And that's not that long ago.
No, it's only in the last couple of years. It's a great film, isn't it? I love that. I love the remake. But there you go. Disappointment, lads. It's just a part of life.
Yeah, we're all the same.
If you don't get this one, you might get the next one, etc., etc. This is Spin. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Benson Boone and Beautiful Things on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. I was out in the world quite a bit yesterday and you could just overhear conversations left, right and centre about the madness in Dublin this weekend, including a lady on the bus behind me on the phone who sounds incredibly stressed. And that longitude is on as well. It's going to be mental.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be a crazy weekend in town.
We set Aisling on the back of this a huge task, in fairness, and I felt quite guilty because I think she was working until quite late yesterday evening on this. She hasn't performed a song in the show in ages, and we set her on Monday the challenge to perform a song that incorporates all of the different things that are happening across Dublin City this weekend. How are you fixed?
It was one of the trickier rites, I will say. No, just because there was about 9 things I had to include. It's going to be a challenging sing, let me say. I'm a little bit nervous, but look, put my best foot forward.
She'll always smash it. It's on the show at 8:10.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down.
Oh, we love this game. Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. He's off on his holidays, but he was absolutely sure that the game must go on while he was away.
Yes, he said this must continue. This is a game where Dave has left us a category. And if you say the same thing in that category that Dave has written down before he went to Lanzarote last week, you lose. If you say something in the category that Dave has not written down, you win an IMC Cinema Pass, and we continue until you can win a maximum of 5 IMC Cinema Passes. Kind of gets progressively harder. The categories get slightly more kind of
smaller.
Contained, I would say. Dave has left a game for us to play, so we're going to play a little demo game. If you like the sounds of it and you want to win yourself 5 IMC Cinema passes, send us over the word game to 0877 11 1038 so you can come on and play with, I would say, AI Dave, maybe. imaginary Dave.
Again, you're trying to kind of get into Dave's head here and try and go a little bit alt and go out there. You only have a few seconds as well before you must give us an answer. So you're kind of up against it. It's a really fun game and it'll get your adrenaline pumping this morning, that's for sure.
Exactly.
Shall we crack on and see how we do?
Yes, let's see how we do.
Okay, question one from Dave.
Round number one. Name a Premier League club.
Oh, God.
Okay. Brighton and Hove.
Oh, sugar, I panicked. I said Liverpool. This is what he said that he has written down.
I have written down Liverpool.
For Christ's sake.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
I wrote down Liverpool.
Oh, my God.
As soon as I heard Dave say, I thought of Manchester United, and then I was panicking after the 3 seconds trying to find something in my head that wasn't Manchester United. Anyway, that's me out.
Oh, you're out already.
You play on, Ash.
I'll play on, okay.
Question two.
Round number two. Name a famous radio presenter.
Michaela Hayes.
I have written down Ian Dempsey.
Oh.
You thought I wrote down myself, didn't you?
Okay. You're doing well, Ash.
All right.
Question three.
Round number three. Name a Harry Potter book.
I told him this one. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
I thought I'd get Emma with this one because she doesn't know any Harry Potter books, apart from probably the first one. I have written down The Philosopher's Stone.
Okay, okay, well done. Long gone, Dave. Little did you know.
Okay, question four, Dave.
Round number four. Name an Apple product.
Ooh. The iPod Nano.
Oh.
Well done, Aisling. Your brain.
Can I say that? It's probably not in existence anymore, but he's not here. Let's go.
It's something I don't have. I've written down Apple Watch.
Ah, very good, Aisling.
Easy, easy.
You're flying through this. You could be getting yourself those 5 IMC cinema passes, but you won't.
That wouldn't be right.
Round five.
And round number five, solid, liquid, or a gas?
Oh, I'm going to say gas.
I have written down solid.
Yeah!
You would have stormed it. Okay, that is how the game works. Come on and have a lash at it this morning. Dave has left other questions for you listening. 5 IMC Cinema passes, as we said, for the taking on this. It's a bit of crack. And it's game in a WhatsApp. Now, please, game in a WhatsApp. Get it over to us on 087 711 1038. Go up against Dave and win yourself some IMC Cinema passes. And don't be like me.
And beat that.
Don't be like me. I'm terrible, clearly.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
This is a game where Dave has left us a bunch of categories. If you say the same thing in that category that Dave wrote down a week ago before he went to Lanzarote, you lose, you get nothing. But if you say something that he has not written down, you can win yourself up to 5 IMC cinema passes. It's a very fun game.
I enjoy it quite a lot. A lot of adrenaline. You only have a couple of seconds to try and think outside the box, because as soon as you say, like, whatever it might be, primary colour.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, I have one, but sugar, what would Dave say?
Exactly.
And you're trying to think
there's
of something
a lot going on.
Completely different.
Why is naming things in categories so fun?
I don't know.
It's such a nerdy fun.
But sign me up.
Yeah,
I really enjoy this. Dylan's on to give it a go this morning. Are you avoiding the madness this weekend? Are you out or in this weekend, Dylan?
Nah, keeping it quiet. Yeah, I'm keeping it quiet. Yeah.
I think a lot of people will be hibernating from it all this weekend. Just wait till it's over and everyone's out of town.
Keep,
it's too mad.
To the confines of the house, I would say.
Yeah,
Dylan.
Yeah. Okay. Right, don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. Up to 5 cinema passes for the taking here. You got to answer within those 3 beeps. Are you ready to go, Dylan?
Yeah.
Think outside the box, Dylan.
Question number one.
Round number one. Name a chocolate bar.
Starburst.
Oh. Starburst. I'd say you have them there, Dylan.
I have gone for the best one in the galaxy. It's a galaxy.
Well done.
Oh, I got confused when he said galaxy. I was like, there's stars in the galaxy. Dylan, you've won yourself 1 IMC cinema pass. Would you like to risk it all and play on, or go home with your single pass? You'll keep going.
Okay, back over to Dave.
Round number two. Name a common holiday destination.
Tormelinos, Malaga.
That's so funny. I was thinking Tormelinos. I was going to say Tremor in Waterford.
I think I can guess what Dave said.
You thought I'd pick Lanzarote. I didn't. I have written down Tenerife.
Oh!
want to hear the tea. Okay, Dylan, you're doing really well. Do you want to keep moving?
Yeah, keep going. Yeah.
Go for three IMC cinema passes. Here we go.
Round number three. Name a planet.
Mars.
Ooh. Also a chocolate bar.
I have written down Mars.
Oh, no!
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
That's so frustrating.
Now you're grand. Thank you.
Cheers, Dylan. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Crushing disappointment for Dylan.
It really, really is. That's a two-week streak now. I would say 2 weeks where Dave has not been beaten on this, so we haven't had a winner for a while. It's an awful clip that you lose, you get nothing. It's really shaming.
It's not nice.
You get nothing.
It's so
you
harsh.
Lose. Good day, sir.
Why are we so mean with that?
Don't know. Yeah. We're usually nice enough on every other game.
Yeah, not on this.
That'll teach you, Dylan. For just listening to the show and being loyal and coming on and playing the game.
That's the nature of the game. Fair play.
It spins fully charged, recharged. You moved on
really easily. When that song was released, you had to credit Paramore because it's quite similar in sound, of course, to Misery Business from Paramore.
Yeah, we were just chatting about that. I actually didn't even know that, and I can very much hear it, even though I do love Olivia and I love that song.
Yeah, so Paramore supporting Taylor Swift this weekend at the Eras Tour, so you can hear the OG. You're on Spin.
Spins fully charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning. Oh, yeah. Dave. Aisling.
Happy Bleeding Friday. It's Emma, Dave, and Aisling. This is Spin 103.8. Hope the crack is well with you this morning.
Oh, my God. I feel like just there's excitement in the air for just everybody in this whole city.
There's a huge
weekend.
Amount of giddiness around, I find, over the last couple of days. It's going to be out the bleeding door this weekend.
Even if you've no plans at all, you've no tickets to anything, there's the Pride Parade on Saturday, which is just the most lovely thing you could ever attend.
Definitely want to get to that for a while. Yeah.
I'm probably going to swing by the Aviva one of the evenings and just have a listen around the... Around Ball's Bridge and see if I can hear Taylor.
I was listening, lying in bed last night, mumbling along to Don't Wanna Be an American Idiot.
No. Could you hear it?
I did, yeah. The Green Day in Marley Park. You could hear them quite well.
That's deadly.
I love the, like, when you can predict it, you know, when you can hear, like, the mumbling, but obviously it's a huge mumble in the distance of, like, the one. Too, when I'm in bed, like one, two, three.
Wow, I didn't know you could hear that clearly.
I actually felt quite bad for people. The weather was shocking yesterday.
Was it?
It was real, real nasty showers of rain.
It was so windy.
So windy. I walked.
The head was blown off me.
I had like a 25-minute walk from the Lewis, and honestly, there was hair in my eyes. My eyes were streaming. Yeah. I had eyeliner on. It was all down my face
from
the tears. It was horrible. I felt sorry for people going. Just to say, obviously, Taylor Swift in town this weekend, and we talked earlier this week about how we could beat the Brits. Okay.
Yes.
Because Taylor was, of course, she finished up her UK run on Sunday, and the lads there inside in what's called
Buckingham Palace.
That's the one I was looking
the
for.
The
Beat
Beaters.
Yeah. The big band, the London band, the Changing of the Guard lads, did a tribute to her on her last morning in London, and we were saying it's fairly impressive, but how do we beat that? Coming up with ways of how we could welcome Taylor Swift here in Dublin in a better way, because they can't win. I must mention Keith and Craig, who both sent me footage as I woke up this morning. I saw both on my Instagram of our very own guards.
Yay!
One guard at Toon Yardie. They went out the guard of bands and they took on another Taylor Swift song to welcome her to town. Well done, guys. Already better.
Sound.
Much more chirpy.
Two, three, four.
Up the guards.
God.
Worry. I can't believe I sweated this week about how we could beat the Brits. Obviously, the guards were on it.
That just got me so excited, and I'm not going. People must be wetting themselves with excitement.
Honestly, I'd say Callum's probably had two weebies this morning.
He's already changed his trousers twice.
He's in the Fruit of the Looms. Like in school, do you know when someone wet themselves in primary school? I had the Fruit of the Loom shame once. I was like, oh, damn it. Mam, I wet myself. Will you wash them and bring them back into school in the morning? You're on Spin.
Let's go. Spin's fully charged with now. Spin.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Artemis, and I like the way you kiss me on spin. This is Emma, Dave and Aisling. Just Emma and Ash this week as Dave's on his holidays. We'll all be back together on Monday. I'm going to bring back, actually speaking of Monday, to Monday's show where I nastily, well maybe not nastily because it's for the greater good of your entertainment listening. And I set Aisling a challenge because it's been a while since she did one of her epic performances on the show. She thought she was annoying people. How wrong was she?
There was just a lot of them for a while there and I didn't want it to become overkill, you know?
Whenever there's anything significant or not significant at all going on in Aisling's life, she breaks into song. She's wrote songs in the past for her nose and throat specialist because his name was Mr. Shine and she couldn't see an opportunity pass. She wrote a very forlorn, sad song when she realised that the cat that she thought was stray and now hers actually had an owner. And the list goes on. It's been a while since we had a performance, so we set her a pretty mammoth task on Monday's show, gave her the week to come up with this. We said we want a song that incorporates everything that's going on ahead of Dublin's biggest weekend ever.
Yep.
Including all of the blow. Longitude, Pride, Taylor Swift, Jedward, because they're on in Vicar Street tomorrow, Shania Twain, Malahide Castle, of course, Saw Doctors, they're in Fairview, the All-Ireland quarterfinals in Croke Park, massive weekend of sport.
Yep.
And, if you don't mind, Judi Dench, who is in the Bord Gáis for Conversations. So, quite a variety mix of huge gigs this weekend. How did it go?
It was possibly my biggest challenge yet in terms of songwriting. It was a lot, obviously, to include. I'm very pedantic and I was like, I have to include each one equally and fairly. Obviously Dame Judi Dench was a bit of a curveball, but I've managed to kind of do her a great honour in this song, I think. It's kind of a mixture of rap and slightly singy-songy bits. It's hard. The breathing's very hard. I'm actually quite nervous.
This is live, by the
way. Live.
She's sitting here in front of me. She just took her jacket off because she's really getting herself pumped for this.
Yeah.
Well, I count you in. Are you good to go?
I think I'm good to go. This is the biggest weekend in Dublin. It is to the tune of Paint the Town Red by Doja Cat playing at Longitude this weekend, which I think is highly appropriate.
3, 2, 1.
You got Pride in the city. You got Shania Twain with the country hitties. Longitude down in Marley and the footballing park on Croagig. But then there's tea in the Aviva. You got Jedward selling out the Vicar. Fairviews for the Sawdocks, but you'll never beat Judy in the Bord Gáis. Dame Judi Dench got Bord Gáis energy. Hottest ticket of the weekend, allegedly. Better than if Derry beat Kerry on penalties. Croke Park in the sun, the full 70. Check Malahide, Shania's in Gibneys. Jedward back on the stage in the Liberties. Men singing Saw Doctors terribly. Wish I was on the N17. Happy Pride to you, gay spar. Hot and steamy up in panty bar. Swifties flinging bracelets in D4. Midnight's lover, fearless red folklore, Meanwhile, off the M50, Young ones getting the shifty, Doja, Casso and Becky, Sure, I'm a little bit tempty, but bitch, I said what I said. I'd rather see Judy instead. That's the choice, no doubt in my head. She's that dame, she paints the town red. Bitch, I said what I said. Taylor, Doja, back to the bench. This weekend, it's all about Dench. She's that bitch, let's paint the town red.
Yeah! Aisling Bonner! Yeah! A standing ovation in studio. Aisling Bonner.
It's going to be a good weekend, Dublin.
You went above and beyond. That was absolutely epic. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done. I want to hear that again.
It is all about Dame Judi Dench.
Release that as a single. Pronto. Get us number one by Sunday. Producer Callum.
Aisling, you forgot Flavours of Fingal. Apparently that's happening this weekend. We just got that in the other week. Oh, we've ruined it.
Forget about it.
Okay, next week we'll do another song.
Leave her alone. She smashed us.
I retired.
That was unreal. Bring on the weekend. It's going to be a good one no matter what you're up to, even if you're on the couch with your cat ignoring it all. Sabrina Carpenter, one of Taylor's bezzies, going out with Barry, of course. Could she be at the gigs this weekend? We'll have to wait and see. Here's Espresso on spin.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Ash.
Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Coil Ray and Players on Spin with Emma, Dave, and Aisling coming up on 20 past 8. Listen, as you've just heard, in case you missed it, it'll be on our socials really soon at official Spin 103 on Instagram. Aisling's epic performance of a nod to Dublin's biggest weekend ever that's getting underway today with so much going on. One of obviously the big things happening is Longitude, and obviously Spin is your Longitude station. We'll be there all weekend, and the party is going to be lit, not just at the house party stage at Longitude, but on the air all weekend as well. We guarantee you listening to Spin this weekend is where you need to be if you want to feel like you're having the crack.
I would say whether if you're going to any of the events this weekend, it's going to get you absolutely pumped.
There's so much going on Spin all weekend, so make sure to stick us on. We're live tomorrow, by the way, from Longitude. A huge gang of us here for Spin will be live from 12 until 3. I'd mentioned, this happened last year as well, where a few people from work were parking in my estate in order to get down to Longitude, because it's like a 7 or 8 minute walk, no big deal, to get down to Longitude, which makes it very, very handy for me. And I'd mentioned while I was in bed last night, I was mumbling along to "Don't Wanna Be an American Idiot" as Green Day were obviously on stage at Marley Park as well. We always get chatting to the people on our gate as well at the front of the estate. Just really sound the people there all weekend. Yeah, offered them an umbrella yesterday. They didn't want it. I was like, go on, take it.
And they're hardy, those stewards.
But I'm actually feeling a bit inspired. And I feel that I should take it more seriously this year. In the past, over the years, there have been friends of mine who know exactly where I live, of course, and knock on the door saying, "Any chance I can use the loo?" And I say, "Of course you can."
Yeah, sure. We all went back to yours after Longitude last year.
Waited for Saturday the roads night. To calm down, had a few drinks.
Great.
Had a bit of crack.
So we could get a taxi.
Yeah, exactly. You used me for an hour. And I was like, that's absolutely fine. So with that in mind, I think I'm going to set up a Longitude tuck shop at my house this weekend.
Ooh.
I'm going to be very reasonable, unlike the lads who'll charge your fiver for a bottle of water, or taxi people listening, don't be robbing people this weekend. It's not very nice. I'm going to say, if you want to pop into mine after Longitude, I'll sort teas and coffees. They're not great. It's a coffee granule cup, none of that fancy stuff, okay. Right? And I'll do a tea or coffee for 50 cents.
Oh God, that's very
good. That's all right, isn't it? Yeah, that's fine. We'll get a pot on, we'll get it sorted. Now, I will say that if you want a tea or coffee with a slice of my Granny Phyllis's homemade brown bread...
I know, you're going to have to up the ante for that one.
That'll cost you £2. I only got one loaf to do me for 2 weeks, so it'll be coming out of the freezer and divvied up in very, very thin slices. So okay, there's a bit left for me. Now, if you want a tea or a coffee with a slice of Granny Phyllis's homemade bread, toasted with real butter and jam, you're looking at £3.
Fair enough.
Sorry. If you want to use the loo... If you're a lad, you could have sorted yourself out in a bush.
Yeah.
If you're a girl, you're free. No bother. I look after you, hon. No bother.
I love that.
If you need to charge a device, that's also free. I'm not a robber.
Oh, that's decent.
That's fine. If you need to just chill out and wait until the roads calm down, which is what my friend did with her younger brother years ago when she was semi there supervising him, they stayed for an hour and a half until the roads reopened. Do you know what? Sorry. Sitting room will get busy. I'm going to charge you a fiver.
I think, you think you should have a per minute charge.
Also, maximum stay, 90 minutes. I'm going to have to go to bed. You're going to have to move on.
After that, you get clamped to the couch.
Yeah. Finally, and this is where I'm going to make the big bucks. Well, actually, not really, because I only have one. If you want to rent a tent, it's going to charge you a tenner, okay?
Okay.
You're going to have to set it up yourself. I'm not getting involved. And I'm not sure there's enough pins left after last year's festival season.
We kind of left them all in the
I think
the
we
ground.
Did. We yeah. did. You were the last person in that tent.
It's a great tent, though.
It's a good tent, isn't it? Spacious enough.
I think you're absolutely robbing yourself blind for a tenner. Like, I think you should be milking these kids for all they're worth.
No, Aisling, that is not how we roll here.
If I was living next to Rath Farnham, my tuck shop would be a lot more expensive.
What would you be charging?
I'd be charging at least a fiver for the loo.
A fiver for the loo.
Some traipsing in and their muck and everything.
And you'd be absolutely raging spending 10 cents in St. Stephen's Green Shopping Centre to use the loo. And you're asking people for a fiver.
My loo would be a lot nicer. Got lovely soap there and all hand cream.
Obviously not. Please don't show up. And bring on Longitude 2024. As I said, we're so excited.
Please don't try and find me.
The Spin House Party Stage is going to be rocking all weekend. The full lineup for what's happening at the Spin House Party Stage is live on the Longitude app. That's where you're going to get the stage by stage breakdowns for everything happening this weekend, so well worth having on your phone. And we're live tomorrow, and as we said, the party on air all across the weekend.
Can't wait.
The excitement in here is unbelievable. Final pair of tickets. We're giving them away tomorrow from 12 on air as well, so make sure you're with us. Here's David Guetta. This is Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Keen to Crow, and here it is on Spin. Okay, that was downbeat. This is upbeat. We're back to the crack. It's Friday of the biggest weekend in Dublin. We are playing the shortest quiz. And believe it or not, somehow, it is the last Friday of June. And we do this every month on the last Friday of every month.
Extremely short questions, extremely short answers, and a rake of IMC cinema passes to give away. What more could you want?
Short and a WhatsApp to get involved on 087 711 1038. Deep breath. Let's go. We're looking for you now, Kev. Your number ends in 09.
Hello.
Kev, you're on to play the shortest quiz. First player, welcome.
Welcome, Kev.
How are we doing?
Kev, fish and what?
Chips.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! Simple, Sal. You're going to the cinema. Good luck.
Thanks, Amelia.
Bye, Kev. Onwards and upwards.
We're looking for you, Shannon. Your number ends in 36.
Hello.
Welcome, Shannon. This is the shortest quiz. How are you?
I'm good.
Shannon, where are you going?
I'm just on the way to deal with the kids.
Yay! You're absolutely right. Well done, Shannon.
Pair of IMC cinema passes to you.
How are you, lads?
How are you, Kieran? What's the crack?
Oh, good. How's life?
Oh, good, Kieran.
Welcome to the shortest quiz. Humpty Dumpty sat in a what?
Wall.
Yes! Wall it is.
Very long question.
Been long.
We move.
You're getting penalised there, Emma. But we'll still give you the passes, Kieran.
Okay, lovely. Happy days.
Good luck.
Bye.
We're looking for Nicole now, Ash.
All right, Nicole. Got a good one for you here.
Do you know, yeah?
Yeah.
Hello.
Nicole, you're on to play the shortest quiz and your phone line sounds stunning.
That's good.
That's lovely.
Nicole, how's life?
It's good. Busy.
Yay!
Two IMC cinema passes to you.
Thank
well
you.
Done. Bye. I'm getting the vibe that Ashton spent so much time working on her song that she has not prepared shortest quiz questions.
None at all.
How many times would she ask someone to do a sneeze? Morning, Paula.
No, it's Kevin. It's her husband. She's driving.
Oh, Jesus. Sorry, Kev. Well, welcome either way. Kevin, pizza topping.
Pizza topping. Pepperoni.
Lovely hurling. Cheers.
Name one. Done, guys.
Bye.
Two more.
We're rocking
Great
and rolling.
Question here.
Lauren, we're looking for you. 49 is the end of your number.
Hello.
Lauren, welcome to the shortest quiz.
Thank you.
Lauren.
So nervous sounding.
Sorry, Lauren. What's your name?
Lauren.
Yeah! Well done, Lauren. Aisling is underprepared today.
Two IMC cinema passes off to Lauren.
Okay, thank you.
One more.
I actually think we freak people out in this show.
One more for now.
Oh, ominous.
I think people are really like, they're weird. Hi, Andrew. Hello. You're on to the shortest quiz.
Yay.
Name a dating app.
Tinder.
Yay.
Tinder.
Good man, Andrew.
Favourite one, Andrew.
You love Tinder.
I can't say I've ever used it.
Oh, fly on Bumble.
See you, Andrew.
Bye.
Okay,
good times, guys.
Round one, great success.
We have to go again, though, don't we?
Ah, it's Friday. We have to go again. Need to give away some more cinema passes.
It was short. Too many.
In a WhatsApp right now, please, to get involved, message us short to 087 711 1038. Well, we have your attention during the shortest quiz. If you are sitting there and you're like, I don't have a long entry ticket, I'm raging. We are live tomorrow on Spin from 12 o'clock from the house party stage at Longitude. You could win the very final pair of tickets. We won't tell you exactly how until you're listening tomorrow at 12. So yes. Tell your friends.
You'll have to do a little bit of work.
In the meantime,
it is the last Friday of the month, and every last Friday of the month we play the shortest quiz. Today is no different. We give you extremely short questions, you give us a very short answer. We then give you two IMC cinema passes. Admittedly, I have sort of phoned it in this week because I had an important rap to write. We'll be up on our socials soon, so my questions are a bit crap.
That's okay.
That's just a warning.
It's Friday. We move. Let's go for round two. Emma, we're looking for you. Your number ends in 25.
Hi, how are you?
You're on to the shortest quiz. Emma, spell your name.
E-M-M-A.
Woohoo! That's not how I spell it. Weird. Joking. Well done, Emma. You've won IMC Cinema Passes. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
Bye bye. Is there any other way to spell Emma? There
no,
really isn't.
I don't think so. I was like, when I was a kid, I thought it'd be cool to spell it, just write down the letters M-A, and then everyone would be like, oh, it's Emma.
That's
actually
cool.
Them. That was my 7-year-old mind's thoughts. Hi, Chloe, you're on to play the shortest quiz.
Hi, how are you?
Good, hon, welcome.
Hi, Chloe. Taylor who?
Swift.
Yes.
Yay! Yay! Absolutely.
See you, hon. Well done.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hello.
Morning, Nicola. You're on to play the shortest quiz on Spin. How are you?
Hey, Nicola.
Good, good. Hi.
What's one plus one?
Two.
Yeah,
boom.
Queen.
Well easily done. And that's
the cinema with you.
One plus one passes to you.
Bye bye.
Great.
Bye.
Bye. Morning, Emily, and welcome to the shortest quiz. How are you?
Very emotional.
Oh, why are you so emotional?
Oh, my little boy's graduating from preschool today.
Oh, you oh. win. Well done. Yay. You did it.
Thank you.
It's a big day.
Oh, good for him.
We would love to stay and chat, but we're not allowed. It is the shortest quiz.
Thank you.
Don't have a nice cup of tea, okay? Bye. Bye, 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 bye. Oh, God. Anything could happen on the shortest quiz. You just don't know what's around the corner.
Any question goes.
Oh, man. There's people getting emotional.
People are crying.
Yeah. Morning.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. That's yourself, Ingrid.
It's Ingrid, yes.
Ingrid, you ready for your shortest quiz question?
Yes.
Woo! Is that it? Is that it, Aisling?
Yeah, told you, I didn't have any questions prepared.
For God's sake. Things are dropping around
right,
here.
I'll give you another one. Ingrid.
Yes.
Do a fart. Yes. It's either that or that. That's all you're getting from me today.
Nice one. Cheers, Ingrid.
Last caller.
Oh, no. Boo.
Hello.
Kevin, welcome. You're on to play the shortest quiz.
Hi.
Kevin, you are the last player of the look, here we are. Kevin, you're the last player on the shortest quiz this week, meaning you get the official last question. Kevin, do a sneeze.
Two.
Woo! That was a nice one.
That was a lovely one. I'd say, do you hold your nose when you sneeze, Kev? Or do you normally go into your arm?
Pop out when I do that.
No, he goes for it. You did it with gusto and you've got yourself two IMC cinema passes. Thank you very much, Kevin.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, Kev. Bye.
See you
next
weekend.
Bye. Great success. Well done, all.
Brilliant.
Everyone's so smart. I love it.
They're so good at this game.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Wake up, Emma, Dave and Aisling.
We got the morning routine.
Well, Friday's rolled around again. Hope you're in good form and looking forward to the weekend, no matter what you're up to.
Yeah, today is the day for a lot of people, or at least this weekend is the weekend. And for none other than a 71-year-old Dublin man who is very, very excited about the Taylor Swift gigs. Have a listen to this.
I listen to her every day. I think she's a fantastic songwriter. My name is Bernard McGrath. I'm 71 years of age. I became a fan of Taylor Swift when she released her first album back in 2006.
I saw that clip of him yesterday. What a dote. He was outside the shop in the Three Arena. I think RTE were chatting to him, weren't they?
Yes, he was picking up his merch. It's going big on TikTok. They're calling him Ireland's oldest Swiftie. He explains why he loves Taylor. It's very kind and wholesome.
All her songs are about her experiences in life. They just resonate. And they resonate with a lot of people. They resonate with me as well, even though I'm an outfit.
I love it.
I love Bernard.
He's going to the gigs on Sunday and he's really excited. But the way I came across this video was, my friend sent it to me on TikTok, in a TikTok DM or whatever. And do you know the way on TikTok, whenever someone sends you a video, they give like a suggested reply?
It's almost like on Microsoft Outlook email. If you get an email, it gives you suggestions like, that's great, thanks, or whatever, if you couldn't be arsed writing it yourself.
And usually the replies that they suggest are very generic, like, so funny, so cute, love this, or whatever. I'm always afraid I'm going to hit it by mistake and reply something so generic. But on this video, the suggested replies from TikTok were...
To Bernard McGrath, 71, Taylor Swift fan. Okay.
He deserves the hat and give him the 22 hat. This was the TikTok suggested replies. I was like, what the hell is going on? I go back into the video and I look at the comments and every comment is like, give him the 22 hat, give him the 22 hat. Again, I'm like, what the hell is the 22 hat?
So you're Googling.
I do a bit of digging and apparently when she sings, spoiler alert, 22, she wears this kind of bowler hat and she chooses somebody from the audience and they kind of come like to the side of the stage and she gives it to them at the end of the song.
Right, okay.
So everybody is commenting, give them the 22 hat. And then TikTok has obviously programmed those comments to be the suggested reply.
Oh, he's going to get it. He's going to get it on Sunday.
I know.
How do they work that though? Because obviously this stadium is so big. How does she isolate? She can't see people miles away
from her. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's like somebody who's nice and close to the front.
Yeah. Probably just at random.
But I just thought it was crazy that they take like such a specific reply.
Well, it'll do him no harm to have that kind of as the auto thing on TikTok if it's going big. Hopefully it goes viral in her team seat or something. That'd be very, very cool. What a dote.
I know,
lovely
so
guy.
Sweet.
Hope he has the best weekend.
Me too.
You're listening to Spin.
Can you believe we're halfway through Euros 2024 already?
Oh wow, cool. Might get my telly back soon.
Really? Is it on the flat out the whole time?
Oh God, can't show you.
No
and
way.
I get it. Like, it's big. If you're into sport, you want to watch, don't you? You want to see
what's going
on.
Yeah, of course. So kicked off 2 weeks ago. The group stages are officially over now and we're into the last 16 from tomorrow. We have two sweepstakes going on in work. One is an office-based one, so just for all the staff. I was the first team out. Cool. Portugal. First team gone.
I don't feel
awesome.
Portugal.
Sorry, Poland.
I was going to say, are they not really good?
Sorry, yeah, they are.
Oh my Poland. God, it's Dumb and Dumber over here right now.
So I was out, but I'm still in with a running in the fully charged sweepstakes, which is the one we really need to talk about. So we did this on the show, and we have, I think, 20 listeners or however many teams there are, 24, and 20 IMC cinema passes to be won for whichever team wins the Euros and whatever person.
I believe I was in New York when you launched this. I wasn't here for the official sweepstakes. It couldn't have been Spain, was it? It's gone on more than a week now, isn't it? 2 weeks.
No, 2 weeks ago. You were in Spain, I think.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. So I wasn't here for this. So you basically launched this on the show. You got people who listened to the show involved and they all got a team each, yeah?
Exactly,
cool.
Yeah. So we've a few announcements to make. A few people are gone. Darren with Albania, gone. Lizzie with Croatia, gone. David Hammond with Czechia, gone. Lindsay with Hungary, gone. Jim with Ukraine, gone. Sheena with Serbia, gone. Mike with Scotland, gone.
Ah.
And Rory with Poland.
Gone. That's shout your team Poland. For the other one. I get you.
Gone.
And come here. Did I get a team on the work one?
You have Romania on this
fully charged one.
How are they getting still on? In. Yeah, you're still in.
Okay,
so
good.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
And I have Spain, so I'm still in that one as well. So
that's
good.
Very exciting. You got a really okay. You were a bit done for in the work one.
Yeah.
But having Spain in this, that's very exciting.
I've got skin in the game. But there was one situation that happened there during the week with one of the groups that was absolutely fascinating. I want to tell you about. So there's two teams that are still in the tournament are Denmark and Slovenia. And people are calling them the best matched teams in the world.
Okay.
So Denmark and Slovenia both finished with the exact same amount of points in their group. So technically they would be joined second.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have a joint second. Someone has to be third. So they have to figure out.
Oh, how do they do that?
Yeah, exactly. So the first thing that they look at is who beat who when the two teams played. But they ended in a draw.
Mm.
So they were the same. They actually drew all of their matches. So the next thing they look at then is goal difference. But because both teams drew all of their matches in the group, their goal difference was zero for both of them. So then they have to go on to the next metric, which is the team's disciplinary record.
Oh my God, what? No way, really?
And how many red and yellow cards players got for the games in the tournament.
And that's
so
something that you wouldn't even be thinking about as a player, as you're just doing your best. But it's like, it could come down to this.
Exactly. When you get a yellow card, you're not like, oh damn,
that's going to affect the team and it could be on me.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Both teams had the same amount of red and yellow cards for players.
Ah, you're joking.
Not joking. The thing it came down to was the Slovenian assistant coach got booked in one of the games.
Oh, that poor person.
For doing something on the sidelines. I actually don't know what it was. So
picking his nose and now they're losing because of him.
Literally. So not even a player on the pitch. The assistant coach got booked. So that meant that Slovenia came third. But an added level of madness to this was in the qualifying stages, Slovenia and Denmark were in the same group and they both finished on the exact same amount of points.
What the hell? That's so
strange. Isn't that freaky? Yeah.
Really weird.
So the best matched team in the world potentially right now. And very interesting.
And have they decided?
Yeah, so Slovenia came third.
Oh, sorry, because of your man.
Yeah, right, Denmark came second, but they've both gone through to the last 16. So
oh my God.
I really want to see them both get to the final.
Now I'm interested.
Not
for like the winning team, but for those two teams.
Exactly.
To see how they do. That's really cool, actually.
I know, I thought it was mad.
You'd wonder then as well, would it break down to like, okay, but you know, who actually got the goal first in the match, like earlier on,
yeah,
or something like that?
Yeah.
Maybe.
How deep does it go?
Yeah, totally. That's so cool.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We are your longitude station. We're absolutely buzzing for gates to open tomorrow at half one, and we're live on Spin from 12 o'clock tomorrow. Make sure you're with us. Speaking of gigs and all that, what else are we talking about this week? It's just out the door. My friend Paula was on to me yesterday because I'm going to All Together Now. I can't wait. I love All Together Now. She said, I'm just confirming you're going. I said, yes. She said, I know this sounds a bit, but I don't know if I can do it anymore. I'm thinking about glamping. If I priced it up and it was split between a gang, would you be interested? And I said, come back to me and let me know. But like, it would actually kind of kill me to spend loads. Like, I'm grand. Yeah, it's only a night or
you
two.
You are
it's
a hardy
fine.
Tent woman.
Well, especially in that situation for All Together Now, because it is in Waterford. It's not far from where my parents live. If I'm in a bad way and I want to shower, I can do that. Do you know what I mean? It's not the worst.
Like, you'd rather glamp at something a bit more awkward
exactly.
for you.
Like this. So this was in my mind yesterday. I was like, sure, look, we'll see what happens. Let's see what the crack is. But if it's anything in terms of the prices of this, I will be giving it the swerve. That's for sure.
Okay.
I'm talking about Glasto, which obviously got underway in the last couple of days. People are there early and obviously I can't imagine the traffic there right now as people trying to get in for the weekend. Massive weekend in the UK. The biggest, like the most famous festival in the world, maybe.
Bucket list the reach. Stuff.
Massive. It's set to be a scorcher this weekend. Some hot and sticky nights and tents are expected across the weekend. There's warnings out for people to look after themselves and all the rest. But there's glamping and then there's what they're offering this year. And wait till I tell you about the pop-up hotel that's at Glastonbury.
Stop.
Now, this is A-list stuff, or I have loads of money, I don't know, and I've nothing else
okay,
to spend.
Okay, so this is
on.
Like top tier.
This is like glamping multiplied by a million.
Oh, wow.
When I say that some of these homes, they're essentially, they're tented homes, are bigger than some apartments in Dublin.
Oh, no.
I would say particularly bigger than some apartments in Dublin. I think that these places are significantly bigger than the ground floor of my whole house.
Wow.
Luxury is very much the thing, but the treatment does not come cheap at VIP. If you would like to stay here for the weekend, it's going to cost you £27,999.
Oh, dear God, no.
Now, I presume this means to rent the whole thing out. It doesn't make any difference to me or you now, but five bedrooms, so divvied up by five perhaps, an ensuite shower in each room, and access to a concierge.
Oh my God.
It has a real flushing toilet. Again, it sounds like luxury, but we know what it's like. You can flush the toilet all you like, but it's probably going to a pit right behind the tent.
Yeah.
And it's going to stink by Sunday either. And a carpeted floor, really comforting for the toes after you're dancing.
Oh my God.
There's also obviously different options as well. So that's the biggie. And as I said, I took like a virtual walk around this place this morning, the five bedrooms. And I was like, honestly, it's nicer than what you'd get on daft.ie in Dublin at the moment. It's unbelievable.
Is it like built? Like it's like a prefab
type thing? They pre-built it. It's not necessarily prefab. You can see that there's a tent element to it. Like imagine, you know the way sometimes you see those, what do you call them?
Teepees.
Yes. Now, it's not triangular, but okay. It's like kind of rounded rooms. So you have your central point, which is your big, say, sitting room with legitimate couches and carpets and all the rest. And then the individual rooms with their en-suites are, say, round in a circle around that.
Cool.
You know?
And they're so full-on. Really cool. Beds.
Full-on double beds. In fact, bedside lockers on either side.
Stop.
With, if you don't mind, mood lighting, right? There's delicious food you can have there. There's an a la carte restaurant. There's premium bars. And the piece de resistance.
Yeah.
Outside your tent, there's a swimming pool.
Stop.
There is a legitimate swimming pool.
What?
That you can do lengths of in the morning to maybe you're feeling a bit grouchy in the morning as you wake up. As I mentioned, it's set to be a really hot weekend there. They have a literal swimming pool outside.
Now, the real play is get with somebody who's staying in that hotel.
Yeah, like just fancy them for the weekend.
Yeah.
Don't do that. I don't condone that behaviour, but you know.
Oh, I definitely do.
It is a pricey enough festival. There's a lot of giving out online this weekend. I do think it's fair to say we're often all robbed blind at all the festivals. I think even these prices, I'm like, that's kind of what you'd expect at the likes of Electric Picnic.
Yeah.
But fans are given, I'm not talking about the accommodation now, I'm talking about the food and drink this weekend. People are fuming because the most expensive meal at one of the stands this weekend is a tenner for sweet and tangy chicken curry. I'm like, lads, I'm sorry, like you spend that on chips at Electric Picnic.
I literally got a garlic cheese chips at Malahide the other night and it was €9.
Yeah, so there you go. People are really giving out about this. We did talk on the show about the early days of Glastonbury earlier in the week. It was in the 1970s and they promised that all, that you know, everything would be really reasonably priced. They were trying to entice you in with a glass of milk and saying that there would be an ox roast across the weekend to keep you fed. So I don't know if it's in its roots that they don't want to be robbed or whatever. Uber Eats are saying that you're going to have to pay about 11.50 Oh, sorry, that's not the most expensive. That doesn't make sense, excuse me. Topped with American cheese for $11.50. And a burger, fries and drink. You're looking at around £20. And people are absolutely fuming about this online. As in, people are reporting on how, like, it's... People are looking at, like, price by price over the years, how much it's exceeded
itself.
Yeah,
like €20 for burger and chips.
Ah, it's a disgrace. Because you know yourself, like... The food that you bring is going to go off in a day or two.
Yeah.
You know, there's only so many crisp sambos you can have to keep yourself going. You are going to spend, and it's a long day. You're starving when you wake up after those things.
Yeah, and the smells be wafting around the place. Like,
that's the problem, isn't it? You're walking down and then your stomach like reacts to the smell of the dirty old chips.
Yeah.
For the third time that day and it's only 4:30. Anyway, I'd love to be there. I'd love to stay in their gorgeous apartment place.
We better start saving.
I never
next
will.
Year.
Okay. One
more tune.
You can start with the one.
One more tune.
No, you can't.
One more tune.
Why not, I ask?
Why would you say one more tune? You just
kind of works with the beat.
Halt it, Emma. You're too excited.
Okay, this is One More Tune. Once a week, myself and David Ash, we go head to head on this. You get to choose the last song of the show. And actually, I reckon this is probably the most iconic, if you were to win this, the iconic win for one of us going into Dublin's which is going to be a historically fabulous weekend in Dublin with everything going on. But I think, with the nature of One More Tune and often being kind of throwbacky and stuff you haven't necessarily heard in a while, not stuff you're going to hear on spin anyway, there really is only one gal for it this weekend, and that is Taylor Swift. All of our choices are Taylor Swift songs, but what song do you want to win and play in full in the next 20 minutes on this show? It's Emma, Dave or Aisling in a WhatsApp. I'm going for this.
Still on my life, I got money and fire, and you gotta live with the bad blood now.
You know I got to get a bit of Kendrick in there.
Yeah, you did well there.
The re-record for Taylor's version. I do love that so much. It's Emma in a WhatsApp now, please, to 087 711 1038. Naturally, Dave out of office at the moment, but he's left us this.
Hello from sunny, sunny Lanzarote. Right now, I am sitting by the pool. I've got a packet of Lays beside me, and I've got Ben over there. Ben, do you want to tell him what our one more tune choice is? No? Okay, that's fine. I'll do it. So, it's this. Arguably her best song, Shake It Off. It's Taylor Swift. She arrives, I think, today. So, if you want that to get you in the mood for Taylor Swift this weekend, then Dave in a WhatsApp, 087 711 1038.
So much going on there. One, I think she's in town today.
Yeah, Dave.
So out of the loop.
Yeah, he's clearly away. Also, arguably her best song. What a strange statement to make about her biggest song ever. I have gone for my favourite Taylor Swift song, which is this. And I'll write your name. There's so many bits of this song. There's so many different sections. I love them all. It's Blank Space. And if you'd like to hear it in full as our Taylor song of the day, it's Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Quick recap on your one more tune options this morning. I've gone for Bad Blood, Taylor Swift and Kendrick Lamar. That's Emma in a WhatsApp. Dave has gone for Shake It Off. That is Dave in a WhatsApp.
And I've gone for an oldie but a goodie, Blank Space. It's Aisling in a WhatsApp if you wanted to win.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Time for Callum to get some bits off his chest. After a week, we hand over to get a public roasting on a Friday.
What a week it's been and what a weekend it's going to be. Taylor Swift plays the Aviva tonight.
Whoa.
Taylor Swift plays the Aviva tomorrow. And Taylor Swift plays the Aviva again on Sunday
I'll
night.
I'll give you that.
But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of the week. And it's something that we very rarely do, but we throw it back to last Friday, where Emma tried to sound like she knew country music, but failed miserably.
New tune just out today from Post Malone as well, keeping the country vibe alive.
Is it Blake Shelton?
It is. You know why I paused? Because I was like, am I confident that I can pronounce her surname?
Shelton.
Is it just Shelton?
Yeah,
it's not Shelton.
It's also a man.
It's also a guy, yeah.
Brilliant. good times.
Married to Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, that's him.
It's the brilliant that really gets me. It's like, I've done goofed here.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
We had Love Island's Jack Keating on playing the girly quiz yesterday in Dave's absence, and it's safe to say he might not be coming back.
Obviously, as a father, I wouldn't be too keen on contraception. That's
Jesus! Sweet mother of mercy.
I'd...
We love Jack.
You hear the regret in his voice, don't you?
He was like, I'm joking about you. We love Jack.
In true to form, Aisling was in a completely other world earlier on in the week.
€26.74 Oh my goodness, I was completely in a dream there. Apologies. All it takes is that one text to enter.
Oh my goodness.
Too busy doodling.
Yeah, literally drawing smiley faces.
Mind the gap. And finally, Emma will never be able to look at Benson Boone in the same way ever again.
Benson Boone and Slow Down on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Imagine if he was in school with you and in the science lab.
In the science lab?
Are they not called Benson Burners?
Benson. No, Emma!
Well done, me.
Oh, that is the definition of a clanger.
Yep. I have been producer Callum and they have been the worst bits of the week.
Thank you very much, Callum. All right, you're voting for one more tune. It's all Taylor today. We'll have your winner in just a sec. Listen, mind yourself now over the weekend, yeah?
Don't be looking for taxis. Just walk everywhere. Have a great time.
Yeah, easy to say if you're trying to get home from Shania Twain.
Oh, I know, so true.
And you live in Bray.
I just can't wait. I'm not going to anything of these events because I have to go to Galway on Saturday, but I'm just so excited for the city. I think it's going to be lit.
Your friend is so selfish having her hen on the greatest weekend in Dublin.
I think
ever.
It's actually homophobic to have it on Pride weekend as well.
It actually is homophobic.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Yeah.
Enjoy Pride, enjoy Longitude, enjoy Taylor Swift if you're one of the lucky ones. I'll be watching the Taylor stuff from my phone. Enjoy Callum, it must be said.
Yes.
The winner of One More Tune is Aisling's Taylor Choice. It is Blank Space. Take care. Michaela's on the way. See you at Longitude this weekend.
Bye-bye. Meet you where you been. I could show you incredible things.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.